Good morning, everyone. Hey, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by the Gnarly Charlie Grom Series. For today on the Wednesday, we have that swell from the remnants of Dolly starting to come in. Looks like about 10 seconds from the east, and it's about waist and maybe a little bigger up in the northern areas like Jacksonville, and then it slowly drops off as you head south because it's kind of being shadowed out by the islands. Cocoa Beach was looking about thigh high to waist this morning. Looks like once you get down to Fort Pierce, you're down to knee to thigh high. So plan your spots accordingly. North of the Cape, we're looking at onshore winds around 10 miles per hour, but it looks like south of the Cape, we're going to be a little gentler, though those onshore winds might build a little bit for the afternoon, and that could add a little bit of wind swell size for those smaller conditions down south. For tomorrow and Thursday, we're a touch smaller than Wednesday, and that swell is going to start to fade as the day goes on. However, we have light onshore winds in the morning that are going to be building again for the afternoon, so that'll add a little bit of extra wind swell size for the afternoon again, so might kind of even out. A little less quality, but size should be about the same most of the day. Looking ahead, onshore winds and wind swell for Friday with maybe still a little foot high background bump in the water. Again, that's just fading out. After that, looking like it's going to be pretty small to flat this weekend, so get on it while you can. So I will be back on Friday and give you guys an update, let you know if anything's coming down the pipes. And until then, as always, keep an eye on those cams. That is the best way to know what's going on your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, I seriously really appreciate you checking out Surf Guru.